Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, June 8th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. At WWDC today, Apple made a host of announcements, including unveiling Siri AI, the next generation of Apple intelligence, and a broad set of improvements coming with iOS 27, iPadOS 27, macOS 27, watchOS 27, VisionOS 27, and tvOS 27. Apple is describing this year's software releases around three major themes. There's a completely new Siri experience, deeper Apple intelligence integration, and a significant focus on making things faster, more reliable, and more delightful to use. Let's start with Siri AI. Apple says Siri AI is an entirely new version of Siri built on a new Apple intelligence architecture. The company describes it as more intelligent, knowledgeable, and capable than the Siri that users know today. It can search across personal information in messages, mail, photos, and other apps, understand what's currently on screen, perform actions across apps, and pull in up-to-date information from the web to answer questions. So Siri AI can find information buried in messages or emails, answer questions about what you're looking at, and complete actions that span multiple different apps. There's also now a dedicated Siri app that allows you to revisit conversations and continue them across devices using privately synced conversation history through iCloud. Alongside Siri AI, Apple is significantly expanding Apple Intelligence throughout its platforms. In Photos, Apple is introducing spatial reframing, which lets you adjust the perspective of an image after it's been taken. Photos is also getting a new Extend tool that can expand images, straighten horizons, and adjust aspect ratios without cropping important content. Meanwhile, the existing cleanup tool is also getting a major upgrade with more realistic results when removing distractions from your photos. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. With CardPointers, most users save over $750 per year. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards. One of my favorite features is the Safari extension that shows you exactly what card to use and which offers are available for that purchase to maximize your rewards. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 50% on CardPointers, and you can get lifetime access to Hotel Slash, a members-only hotel booking tool that helps you find lower hotel rates. Just hit the link in the show notes to get started today. Safari is gaining several new AI features. There's a new tab organization system that can automatically group related tabs into topics. A new Notify Me feature allows Safari to monitor web pages for changes, such as price drops or product restocks, then sends you a notification. There's also a new feature called Describe an Extension that lets users create custom Safari extensions simply by describing what they want. Apple is also bringing AI-powered automation to the Passwords app. Passwords can now automatically upgrade weak or compromised passwords by securely navigating websites and updating accounts on a user's behalf. Image Playground can now generate photorealistic images using a new model running on private cloud compute. Images can be edited using natural language, touch interactions, or direct manipulation, and they can now be used for things like contact posters and lock screen wallpapers. Messages can surface contextual one-tap suggestions, such as creating reminders or notes based on conversations. Mail suggestions can now take actions through third-party apps. Smart Reply now adapts to your personal writing style. And Calendar can create or modify events simply by describing them in natural language. Another interesting feature is called Call Context. When calling a business, Apple Intelligence can proactively surface relevant information, such as reservation numbers or confirmation codes. For example, if you're calling an airline, the phone app can automatically locate your flight confirmation code from the mail app and display it to you during the call. Shortcuts is getting a major upgrade with a new feature called Describe a Shortcut. You can simply explain the automation that you want to create, and Apple Intelligence will assemble the necessary shortcut automatically. You can then continue to refine it using natural language. AI is also coming to the Home app, where notifications from multiple devices can be grouped into a single activity, while HomeKit Secure Video is gaining generated video descriptions, search, and a new system for highlighting noteworthy events. Apple also highlighted improvements to Workout Buddy, automatic proofreading and grammar checking throughout the operating systems, intelligent file and folder naming, and enhancements to Genmoji. But beyond AI, there are other new features and changes to mention. For instance, Apple is heavily emphasizing the performance improvements enabled by these updates. With iOS and iPadOS 27, Apple says that apps now launch up to 30% faster, photos now load up to 70% faster after being taken, AirDrop transfers are up to 80% faster, and file transfers between iPads and external drives are now 5 times faster. Apple also says that transitions between Wi-Fi and cellular networks are more seamless, while search has been rebuilt across Spotlight, Photos, and Mail to improve both reliability and efficiency. You can now customize the appearance of liquid glass with a new slider that adjusts the effect from ultra-clear to fully tinted. App icons have been redesigned to be sharper and more defined. On the Mac, Apple is bringing back several classic design elements, including more consistent toolbars, edge-to-edge sidebars, and colored sidebar icons. Other new features include iCloud shared albums with full resolution sharing support for the first time, a redesigned app grid and consolidated Find My Experience on Apple Watch, custom EQ controls for AirPods, spatial panorama environments for Vision Pro, and a new AI-powered flyover experience in Apple Maps. Apple is also expanding parental controls. New child account features allow parents to select exactly which apps are visible to kids, approve new contacts, and receive automatic protections around explicit or violent content. Screen time is also getting new category-based time limits for entertainment, games, and social media apps, along with a redesigned interface and recommended usage allowances based on guidance from child development experts. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.